is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Operations at the Hong Kong airport returned to normal Wednesday after a judge granted an interim order to limit anti-government protests that crippled one of the world's busiest air hubs for 2 days and sparked frantic clashes between demonstrators and riot police. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Bolton told VOA that China should show restraint in its handling of the process and protests in Hong Kong.
And I think what the United States expects, at a minimum, is that China will uphold the treaty agreement it made with the United Kingdom when Hong Kong was handed back to China, the commitment for one country but two systems.
President Trump tweeted late Wednesday that China should treat Hong Kong humanely. At least one gunman opened fire on police Wednesday as they were serving a warrant in a Philadelphia neighborhood, wounding six officers and triggering a standoff that is now over. The Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross says none of the injuries would appear to be life-threatening.
One officer sustained a gunshot wound, a grazed wound to his head. Thankfully, that was all that was. Got an officer shot in the arms, got officers shot in various parts of their body, but fortunately, everybody's going to be okay.
The shooting began around 4:30 local time as officers went to the home to serve the warrant. U.S. and European stock markets plunged sharply Wednesday as key economic indicators signaled the possibility of a global recession.
It's called a yield curve inversion, a market phenomenon showing yields on 2- and 10-year treasury notes inverted. That means investors want more in return for short-term government bonds than for long-term ones. It's a significant indicator investors have lost faith in the economy's soundness. Inversions like this have preceded the last 9 recessions going back to 1955.
That's AP Sagar Magani reporting. This is VOA News. Pakistan Prime